This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we like the topic of bears, and, you know, we really thought that the article by Mark Fitchin, Connecticut CT Inside investigator, was really fascinating because of the data. And so Mark Fitch wrote the piece, and he deserves credit for it. So we thought we'd bring him on the show, and he said yes. So thank you for saying yes, Mark. Appreciate it.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on, Brian. I listen to you guys just about every morning, so it's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, it's great. And we obviously, if you do listen, we like to highlight journalism because we want good journalism to continue in our world. So we appreciate the work you guys do. I was fascinated by a lot of different things, but just for the listener who might just be tuning in, paint the picture of the sort of the overall message of the piece.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I thought this was newsworthy is because this report that was issued by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection showed that Connecticut has far, far more human bear conflicts than any of our surrounding neighbors, literally any state on the East Coast, by upwards of 3 to 4 times. And when we say, you know, human bear conflict, we're talking obviously a lot of like bird feeders and trash and stuff like that. But what was really interesting, and this always gets the headlines, is all the home break-ins where the bears actually like break into people's houses. There were 67 incidents of home break-ins in 2024. And it is by far so many more home break-ins than listed in any other state. I mean, even Massachusetts, where it's got double the bear population, doesn't see anywhere near that many home break-ins. So I really think that was kind of fascinating to me because I just kind of figured it happened everywhere that had bears, but not the case. Connecticut, it seems really high.
I'm trying to get into not the variables here, right, in terms of the data. Mm-hmm. Are we better at reporting it? Is DEEP better at, you know, tabulating it? Or is it really a fact? You know, because maybe like in West Virginia, maybe a whole bunch of bear stuff doesn't get reported because there's a lot more further rural areas, right? I mean, is it about the reporting or is it really about the incidents are that much more?
Well, I mean, they can only rely on reports, right? I mean, you don't if it doesn't get reported, you don't know what happened. And I totally understand what you're saying about West Virginia, that probably a lot of them don't go reported. But when you get into places like, you know, New Jersey, that has a really like heavy, you know, it's a very populated state, you know, it's people are going to be more likely probably to report things there, or Massachusetts, you know, a lot of these incidents in Connecticut are taking place just across the Massachusetts border. Doesn't make a lot of sense that people would report them in one state and then not in another.
Right.
And if you have something like a home break-in, I mean, hey, you know what? When I was living in the Northwest Hills, the bears got into the garbage all the time. Never once did I call DEEP to report that. But if a bear broke into my house, I would be much more likely to call the department and say, hey, we got a problem here. So, and when we're talking about the incidents, they're doing it per 100 bear population. So Connecticut's much, much higher than anywhere else.
We're talking with Mark Fitch from CT Inside Investigator here on Brian and Company. The thing that jumped out at me, Mark, was that of the states that were looked at by DEEP, we're the only one that doesn't hunt.
Yes. And it was an interesting thing that they pointed out because, you know, one of the things that they, you know, this list that they created, most of the states feeding bears is illegal. It's illegal in Connecticut. But every other state had a hunting season except Connecticut. And, you know, they list how many bears are taken and all that kind of stuff. It's almost like this implicit acknowledgement by the department that, like, hey, maybe we need to start seriously considering this. And you and I both know that those bills come up every year in the legislature to start a bear hunting season. And every year get just absolutely shot down by everybody who shows up at the public hearing. There's going to be another public hearing next Monday. They're going to be discussing two bear hunting bills next Monday in the Environment Committee. And, you know, the will of the people in Connecticut, at least as it's reflected in a lot of these public hearings, is anti-bear hunt. So they try every year it kind of gets shot down, but it seems like DEEP is leaning more and more towards the idea that, hey, maybe we need to be doing more population control.
Yeah, I remember talking. So I thought the bear hunting option for this session was already, I hate to use these, I'm not, the puns are not intended, or has already been killed. There's still legislation. There's still legislation that could have some sort of limited hunting.
Yes. So there was a bill that went before the Public Safety Committee where DEEP would work with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, and where they were going to look into, you know, kind of this kind of coded language of like, oh, possible population control measures. And that got, you know, there was a lot of discussion about that. And then, you know, I just found this out the other day, so I had to update the article that they scheduled two bear hunting bills for next Monday for a public hearing. So, you know, those are going to go before the Environment Committee.
Yeah. I'm not a hunter. Right. And I don't, you know,
me neither.
But I don't, you know, in Massachusetts, when I was there in the Blue Hills, they opened up limited deer hunting because the deer just had overrun. And if there's no natural predator for some of these animals, the population just explodes. And with the access to food that the bears have in residential areas, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what DEEP is implying in this report too, is like this, you know, the population's not going to go down on its own. It's just going to keep going up. One interesting factoid that somebody put out in the public hearing is that DEEP itself has said that Connecticut's maximum bear population is like 3,000. Whereas DEEP is estimating our population around 1,200 right now. So there's room to grow, but it's very concentrated in like the Northwest Hills area.
And Simsbury, you know.
Simsbury, like kind of that, like, you know, if you just move a little north and west of Hartford, that's pretty much a lot of it. But they say there's been bear sightings in literally every single town in Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you don't like to divulge what's next, but when's the next something coming out from you?
Story-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next Monday would probably be my next day where a story is due. So we kind of keep a schedule so that we're able to figure things out.
Well, you can go to insideinvestigator.org to read Mark's stuff. And like I said, a couple of the takeaways, the cohort in the study, they all have hunting, but Connecticut doesn't. And the fact that Connecticut's so far ahead of the region is really some stunning statistics. So we appreciate you bringing it to light.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Mark. Thank you.
You too.